Solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the show. Toll-free number you can take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Going right into your phone calls. Peter in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Peter.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
Okay, so a bunch of folks and myself from our meetup group, our Ron Toll meetup group here in New York, took the initiative to become precinct captains. And I don't know if you're familiar with that program that Ron Paul has going right now, but they're encouraging supporters to sign up as precinct captains. To basically get out the vote in their particular precinct throughout the country.
That's a fun idea. I think they've got over 5,000 signed up. The last time I looked, and that was sometime this morning or yesterday. They're trying to get 180,000, right?
Right, and they're trying to get it to go viral, and it seems to be working so far, and that's great. But I have a concern, and I'll give you the reason why. We're taking the initiative here in New York, and we're up against a lot here because of the Giuliani machine. So, you know, we're not expecting to do, you know, overwhelmingly well in the primary, but we want to show double digits if we can.
Okay.
The concern is that we basically took the initiative to launch a three-week blitz before the February 5th primary, which is Super Tuesday coming up. You know, we realize that the Ron Paul campaign is grassroots, and we said, you know what, we have to take the initiative to get the signage, to get the word out, to get organized, and that's the way that Ron Paul wants the campaign run. He doesn't want it to be top-down.
Right.
But the problem is it gets to a certain point where, you know, when you seek advice from headquarters and you need a little push in the right direction and you want to know if there's any support or resources available, these people are very hard to contact, Ian. I mean, I called the campaign today, and technically there's supposed to be a New York State coordinator that's supposed to be of assistance to precinct captains, and they don't even have a coordinator anymore, and they didn't know who to point me to. So the point is, you know, we've contributed $20 million last quarter. Where is that money going? Do you think that they're sitting on it to invest that into a possible third-party candidacy in the future? You know, I haven't seen any TV ads. I haven't heard many radio ads other than on, you know, GCN and We the People Radio. So, you know, the question to you guys is, you know, do you think that they're using their money wisely?
I have no idea how they're spending their money. I know that there were certainly a number of radio ads being run here in New Hampshire. They were certainly buying airtime on television here. So I presume they're placing their money wherever the next primaries are going to be. Was it Michigan's got one coming up? Is that right, as I understand it?
Right, that's correct.
Tuesday.
I imagine there's probably some heavy ad buys going on in Michigan. But Mark has experienced similar difficulties getting in touch with their media person at the campaign. It may simply be that the campaign is so small, you know, the staff is so minimal that they're overwhelmed by phone calls, that they're overwhelmed by input. And,
right.
Perhaps that's just one of the unfortunate things that's happening, and I guess the only way to solve that would be to hire on a bunch more campaign staff, but maybe that's something they're not really interested in doing for whatever reason. I can't comment. I'm not part of the campaign, so I don't know, and I can certainly understand that a communication breakdown can be pretty frustrating.
Yeah, and you know, case in point, I mean, one of our precinct captains has waited 2.5 weeks to receive supplies that she paid for.
From the campaign?
Yeah. So it's not like we're not willing to spend our own money here and to invest in the message.
Mm.
You know, it's just that, look, we're precinct captains. We need these materials, guys. Can you get them to us? And there's really nobody to contact there. And I understand you guys are independent in the campaign. I just wanted to see if you had heard similar complaints from people in New Hampshire.
This is the first I've heard. I would say that maybe if you want to buy some merchandise like yard signs and that sort of thing, perhaps you should go through the alternative sources, through the more market-based sources like, what is it, RonPaulStuff.com, Mark? They've got some things.
Okay, good.
So maybe go through those guys if the campaign's just not on the ball enough, because there are a bunch of other people out there that are selling Ron Paul merchandise independently of the campaign.
Right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Very good, and good luck. Let us know if you ever get any breakthroughs there and if they get their act together. Thanks for the call, dude, okay. And good luck. 800-259-9231. I don't know what else to tell you. I think that it's probably they're just overwhelmed. I think that's probably what it is. And I guess that's a good problem to have, whereas with the libertarian...
Too many people clamoring for your stuff is generally a good problem to have.
Right. Whereas with libertarian campaigns of the past, they were drooling if you called and you were a media outlet or something, you wanted to interview them. I think Ron Paul, he really has to pick and choose as far as his opportunities, where he's going to go, what he's going to do, which interviews. He's got enough of them to where he can be choosy. And, again, that's a good problem to have so much media knocking at your door to where you can say, well, sorry, we just don't have time for you. I mean, it's not what you want to do necessarily, but if you only have so many hours in the day. Again, I can't make any excuses. If anybody out there is listening who's officially a member of the Ron Paul campaign and can speak to what our caller Peter was saying, would love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. So speaking of the Ron Paul campaign, got an email in from one of our listeners who went to hear apparently G. Edward Griffin speak. He's the guy. He's one of the guys that wrote, The Creature from Jekyll Island,
yeah.
Which is a book about the creation of the Federal Reserve and the monetary system in this country. He said, I heard he was in town in a message to my Ron Paul meetup group. I have two observations, what he spoke about and what kind of people attended. The points I recall are these. He talked about the housing market and how inflation is masking how bad it really is. He told us about his research into Carol Quigley's plan to create a one-party system that appears to be two parties. He told us that electronic voting machines were built to be hacked, and he told us that debt cancellation programs are bad. I happen to disagree with him greatly on this point, says Dustin, our emailer. But more importantly, I observed the crowd. The good news, of the roughly 100 people in the room, I'm sure all of them will vote for Ron Paul for their own reasons. Almost every car in the parking lot had Ron Paul bumper stickers. However, I'm so very glad that I didn't take anyone with me. It would have been a disaster if I had tried to use that venue to introduce someone to the message of Ron Paul. Including me, there couldn't have been 10 of what we would call normal people. The event organizers spent a full 30 minutes telling us every nut job conspiracy theory I've ever heard, and several I couldn't have imagined. Underground bases, chemtrails, child remote viewers, Twin Towers inside job, RFID implants, and so on. I looked around and saw the epitome of people you'd go out of your way to avoid in public. If you saw these people in a supermarket aisle, you'd casually turn your cart around and go the other way. These people believe everything they hear on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Many have bad hygiene, dress terribly, and have odd social behavior. I'm not saying they aren't nice, good, intelligent people, and I'm glad to have their vote for Ron Paul. I spoke to many of them and found them to be pleasant, but I left that night deeply concerned about the image of the Liberty Movement. You had a caller complain about this problem at a concert fundraiser for Ron Paul, and now I have to wonder if this is a widespread problem. Getting average non-political people interested in Liberty or Ron Paul is hard enough. You'd lose normal people after 1 minute in that room last night. Now I know why the conspiracy question was used in the YouTube debate. I want to warn anybody considering inviting friends to Ron Paul events to do your homework first. Be wary of the non-liberty messages being associated with Ron Paul. And we've certainly seen some of these truthers hanging around the Ron Paul movement, and one could make the argument that the presence of the truthers is doing more harm than good.
Well, one could make that argument. They want liberty, too, and every party has their same folks. Well,
there's going to be crackpots everywhere. That's true.
You know, the Democrats have to deal with the lefty greenies sorts that want us all to live in caves and want to do away with the combustion engine because it's causing global warming. The Republicans, well, I'm not really coming up with the Republican nut jobs off the top of my head, but I suppose you could call the white supremacists that sort.
Yeah, I think that'd be a safe one. 800-259-9231. So I bring it up not because that was particularly a Ron Paul event, but it was certainly an event that obviously attracted a number of people that were supporting Ron Paul, and this guy was kind of uncomfortable. And from some of his past emails, he's a pretty open-minded dude, and even he was a little put off by the type of people that were attending that event. So I don't know what the makeup of most Ron Paul-related events is, I presume it's a little bit better because that was, again, G. Edward Griffin, more of a sort of Federal Reserve conspiracy show than anything else. But nonetheless, I think his words bear paying attention to, and that is be careful what events you bring people to, especially if it's their first time introducing them to Ron Paul.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's live Saturday edition, toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. if you're on the list. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Let's go to the email box, shall we? And then coming up later, Mark, you've got a story about jury selection that went a little out of control. We'll explain here in a few moments. But first, from Eric. He says, you took on a boy on immigration. Now let's see you stand up to a man.
Sure
I listened to your show a few weeks back and heard you making fun of a patriotic boy who wrote a very well thought out email on the subject of immigration. Shame on you. Never mind my opinion on your show and its chaotic nature, and never mind that I think you too would not know freedom if Abe Lincoln himself wrote a special Emancipation Proclamation just for you.
Well, I'm not real certain that Abe Lincoln's was very interested in freedom.
No,
you know,
the Emancipation Proclamation didn't free any slaves in any Union state.
Right. You know, that's kind of funny too. That you know, he didn't bother to free the slaves in the United States of America, just in the foreign country he was attacking, the Confederate States of America.
So what he's referring to
here... There were
four
states, by the way, that still allowed slavery in the Union at that time.
Right. What he's referring to here is an email we got a while back from a young man who... the only reason we knew he was young is because he specified that, and he was making the same old points about immigration, and we rebutted them and kind of had a good time with it on the air, and he's upset because we picked on a kid. Well, he didn't have to email the show. You email the show, and there's a chance you're going to get read on the air. That's just a fact. Anyway, he goes on. He says, you guys are always talking about economics. Well, I studied a little economics at Logos Christian College.
Why are you doing the accent?
I don't know. He's anti-immigration.
Okay, go ahead.
So, better to have an accent than not. Otherwise, it's confusing as to who's me and who's not me. Anyway, back
right.
to the email.
Okay,
I
so the accent
to
differentiate between you
the emailer,
and the emailer.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the Logos Christian College, my friend. So let me help you out a little. The illegals are destroying our economy, and they're doing it in three ways. Number one, they're taking our jobs. How can anyone deny this? Some of you atheist types say they improve the economy by picking fruit at lower wages and that savings is passed to the consumers. But if the consumers are unemployed, how can they afford to buy the fruit even if it is cheaper?
Well, first off, you're using the wrong words here. You don't own a job unless you are an employer. It's your job if you employ someone. Now, the job that you may work at...
And an immigrant can't come and take that job from you,
right,
if it's your job.
I am
the employer.
I have my own business. If I decide that I'm going to employ someone, that person is working my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying them to do it.
You've chosen that.
Right. If I decide to fire that person and hire another person to do it, that's because it's my job, not
mm-hmm.
their job. So... That's, you know, it's a misnomer. It's not,
yeah.
They're taking our jobs. They're working at jobs that likely you wouldn't want to work at. And certainly not for the pay that you would want to work at it.
The fact is, we read an article recently that pointed out there are onions rotting in the fields in Texas because the immigration crackdowns have resulted in a lack of potential job holders.
Where are the Americans that want to pick those onions?
Where are they? The jobs are there.
Americans want to pick those onions, but they want to get paid $40,000 a year and have dental and optical benefits to go with it.
You know, if you're unemployed, that's your fault. Go and get a job. It's not like they aren't out there. Please don't pretend like there are no jobs. I can't stand it when people do that.
Oh, I can't find work. Oh, I can't. I just can't.
Well, you don't want to. It's that you can't find work in a field you might want to work in.
Right.
That's
doing
possible.
What you want to do.
Right. That's always a little more tricky than just finding work. I could go out tomorrow and get a job if I wanted to at McDonald's or Walmart or wherever.
Great places to work, mind you.
Right. And many of them promote from within and all that. So don't complain if you're out of a job. It's your fault. It's not someone else's fault. It's not, you know, high school kids coming up and getting your jobs. It's not the immigrants coming in and getting your jobs. It's not old people re-entering the workforce. It's you not going out and just taking something. So don't complain to me. Anyway, he goes on.
You know, what if, for some reason, we had a new baby boom in this country? I don't know why we would have that, but let's assume the white people, instead of trying to move up on the economic scale, decided that they wanted to have a bunch of children instead.
Yeah.
Would those children be stealing your jobs?
Right. How has that happened, Marco? Now, let's think about this for a moment. How has it happened that the population has exploded the way it has? Because the United States didn't have 300 million people living it 100 years ago, right? I don't know what the population was 100 years ago, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't 300 million. In fact, I'd be curious to see exactly how much it's gone up in the last 100 years. But if the supply of jobs is finite, as these anti-immigration zealots would have you believe, then why is it that a fourth of the country isn't out of a job? Because, well, I mean, people kept having babies, and so those babies grew up and they filled jobs, and wouldn't that mean the job supply would run out at some point? Oh, wait, that doesn't happen because it's bad economics. Because the fact is, as new people come into the economy, new demand is created as new supply is created, and therefore new jobs, presuming you have a healthy economy with little regulation, new jobs are easily created to supply those people with work.
Right. You know, the fact is, economists say that, in fact, it's the immigrants that are buoying our economy, that we would be sitting in a recession right now, which we may very well have entered one this month. But we would be sitting in a recession right now if it wasn't for the immigrants in here buoying our economy. When those immigrants come, they eat food, they sleep someplace, they get entertainment, they buy and they sell things. Sure, some of them send money back home, but so what? They're still spending a great deal of their paychecks here just to live.
So, again, a lot of this anti-immigration fervor in this country is based out of ignorance. It's based out of ignorance of economics. The fact is, people coming here is a good thing. We want people coming here. We want them taking jobs that are undesirable. And they want to move up. They don't want to stay in these jobs forever. They want to move up, and once they move up, that job's open for somebody else to come in and take. So, it's just utter ignorance. We'd love to hear from you on this at 800-259-9231. He also complains, the emailer goes back, he says, well, number two, again, he claims this is how they're destroying our economy, Mark. Number two, they don't pay taxes. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, a great deal of them do pay taxes. In fact, they have fake Social Security numbers so that they can work at jobs where they pay taxes. And they can't file for anything back, so they get their full withholding. Likely, they don't know how to fill out a W-2, so they get a zero put in. Mm-hmm. So they have the largest amount of withholding taken, and they never get any of it back. If you knew, if you even looked into this subject, sir, I don't know what the emailer's name is.
Eric,
then you would know that, in fact, there's millions of dollars left. I don't even know, the quantity. The millions of dollars left unclaimed by illegals every year.
And people paying taxes doesn't help the economy. He's claiming this is one of the reasons they're destroying the economy, allegedly. Paying taxes doesn't help the economy. That hurts the economy. So the fact that you pay taxes, Eric, actually harms the economy. That money would be doing better in your pocket with you deciding how to spend it, with you deciding how to save it, how to give it away, with you making the decisions. It's spent better with millions of Americans making the decisions. It's spent millions of times better than government. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured
debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com. Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the LA News Live Saturday edition toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, enjoy those, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. In the midst of an email here, we'll get to your phone calls shortly, but in the midst of an email from Eric, who's upset. He says the illegals are destroying our economy, and they're doing it three ways. He said they're taking our jobs, which is, of course, nonsense, as we, I think, pretty effectively rebutted. The fact is there's no finite supply of jobs. The more people coming into the economy, the healthier it is. In fact, Mark, any economist worth his salt will tell you that in a relatively unregulated marketplace, there are always more jobs than there are people to fill them. That's just how it works.
You can drive down the road and see the places hiring. I'm not saying they're the best jobs in the world, but hell, that's one of the reasons why I think that we should allow people into this country, free people, to move freely across free borders in a free country. Doesn't that make sense?
It makes sense to me. Number two, he says they don't pay taxes. He's very upset about that. As far as I'm concerned, you said, Mark, that many of them do pay taxes, and they pay taxes without ever expecting benefits down the line because they're illegal and they can't get them. But even the ones that don't pay taxes, this really belies a common mentality that you see amongst Americans, and that is that, hey, so-and-so's not paying as many taxes as I am. That's not fair. Doesn't matter if he's illegal or not. My next-door neighbor's not paying as many taxes as I am. That's not fair.
Well, you know,
you should tax everybody as much as it tax everybody else.
Somehow or another, it makes sense to them that, I pay a certain amount to this leech that we call a government. Why in the world shouldn't those people? Well, you know, we don't all benefit from the government. Now, the government does give benefits. I'm not going to say that there are no benefits to the government. I'm just going to say that they're extraordinarily inefficient benefits, that the free marketplace, no matter what, could give all these benefits to us in a much more efficient fashion.
Absolutely the case. And it's kind of a abuse mentality where if you've been abused, you want everybody else to be abused as much as you've been abused. That's not really how you should think about taxes. If someone can manage to get away without paying taxes, you should cheer them on. You should ask them what their secret is. You should join them. You should also not pay those taxes. You shouldn't encourage the government to go and prosecute them. You shouldn't go and snitch on your neighbor. If you find out that your neighbor's found a way around taxes, you should learn from him and try to apply that in your life so you can keep as much money in your pocket as possible. Cut this abuse mentality out and start working towards freedom. Number three, he says, they're mailing and wiring money out of the country. Our country's actually getting poorer because they're working tax-free and then sending that untaxed money to Mexico. Well, so?
Well, hold on. Wait. Incorrect to some extent. People from Mexico buy things from the United States. So we're getting money back. Now, I'm not saying that there's not some kind of disparity there, but Just to be clear, not every dollar that goes to some peasants in Mexico doesn't come back in some way or another to this economy. I mean, the economy's broad in scope. You can't just say
it's
just
a global
because,
economy,
right? Just because somebody sent some money across the border, that it doesn't make its way back here, because those peasants spend money on things, and then business owner gets that money, and then that business owner buys something manufactured in the United States to run his business, that kind of thing. Secondly. But there is probably a disparity with Mexico. It's a burgeoning economy. No doubt they're going to need money there to get things going. But every time you go to Walmart, Eric, likely you do, if you're like most Americans, well, you buy something that was made in China. Then you're sending money overseas to China. Aren't you just as bad as the Mexican?
How is it that we've survived so long, Mark, sending all this money overseas to China? And how come we're not living in a third world nation as a result of sending all this money overseas?
When you buy something, you get some wealth. You've traded $5 for a $5 piece of crap that you want, right? That you bought at Walmart, correct?
It may not be a piece of crap. It might be something decent.
It may very well. But you bought something.
I don't appreciate you suggesting that all Chinese-made products are crap. It's not true.
Not all of them are. But, if you want something that's going to last longer, you would buy a higher-end item. And a lot of those higher-end items are made in the United States. It's the only way we can compete now as far as manufacturing goes.
Fair enough.
It used to be you could buy regular pieces of crap here in America, too. But either way, so you buy $5, you buy an item that's worth $5. You now possess an item that's worth $5. Mm-hmm. You didn't lose $5. You just changed its form. Now, likely you can't sell that item for $5, exchange it, but hopefully you're getting the use that you were wanting out of it, if you've made a good purchase. So, it just doesn't go away.
Right. So when the money goes down to Mexico, even if it all stays there for that time being, let's say, you send it to your poor mom down in Mexico, and she takes that money in to buy some food for herself or whatever it is she's going to buy to sustain her life. Well, that money goes out to the food suppliers, and that goes, trickles down into other areas, and those people might be investing back in America, or if it's going to help the Mexican economy maybe get a little bit better, that would be a good thing because they'll manufacture more products and send them up here. You're right. The money just doesn't disappear when it leaves the U.S. border. And even if it did all stay in Mexico and we could somehow prove that it all stayed down there, is his proposal going to be that we stop people sending money out of this country? Or is it only that we're going to stop them from sending money to Mexico? Because what if I'm Italian and I want to send money to my Italian grandmother who's, living hand to mouth over in Italy because she didn't save for her retirement? Should I be prevented from doing that because it's sending money out of America? Should everybody else with relatives and family in other countries around the world be prevented from buying their friends and family members gifts or sending them cash, sending them Western Union if they're having a tough time? Is that what we want? Is that what this guy's proposing?
Not in a free country.
Well, he's got some proposals. We're going to get to those. He says, I propose a series of radical laws that you liberal whiners will find crazy.
Wait, I'm a
liberal now, Mark.
When did I get to be a liberal? I don't feel like a liberal.
Well, see, you're a liberal when they say you are.
I'm a dues-paid member of the Republican Liberty Caucus. I don't think I'm a liberal. I may be
interested. That's the liberal whiner wing of the Republicans.
I may be interested in liberty, but, if I'm interested in liberty, sir, what are you interested in?
Well, here's what he wants. Number one, we need to put signs along the border in Spanish that say, warning, you will be shot if you attempt to enter our country.
Ah, good. Another one that wants to kill people, that cross the border, you know, free people, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, wants to shoot them for crossing an imaginary line in the sand. And, you know, this is another guy that's going to think that it's a great idea to build a boat, you know, some giant wall with infrared tracking machine guns and border ninjas.
Number two, we need to put up guard towers with sniper rifles and actually shoot them if they try to cross the border. The last part was all in caps. Number three, we need to give amnesty to all illegals currently here. Yes, I said amnesty. Why? So we can start getting their tax money, and they can stop being sponges on society.
You know, to some extent, I agree with what he's saying here. Now, I don't agree with taxes, but I do agree that they, that people that, you know, come across the border that are here should be treated equally, just like us.
They should come out from, they should be able to come out from the shadows. That much is true. Number four, he says, this one's very important. We need to crack down on Mexicans mailing money home and sending it by Western Union. So, again, he only wants to crack down on Mexicans. So, he has no principles.
Now,
he has nothing consistent
just
to stand on.
Just to be clear, this is one of the reasons why people on our side of the fence, and there's maybe 20% of the nation, that's a number I've seen, is that if you take the poll numbers, that 80% believe that the illegals should go home or whatever, mm-hmm. and 20% believe that they should be able to stay. And so we're definitely in the minority. That's a vast, huge minority. But that's why people on our side of the fence call people on that side of the fence bigots, because of statements like that. Could you reread it for me?
I've got to crack down on Mexicans mailing money home and sending it home by Western Union.
Yeah.
Immigration problem solved.
What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, he's got nothing. He has no consistency whatsoever. He claims that the objection is that people are sending money out of this country to Mexico, which would mean that he should object to people sending money out of this country, period, but he doesn't. He only has a problem with it going to Mexico, so it's quite clear he's a bigot and a scumbag. Thanks for the email, Eric. 800-259-9231. Always enjoy.
That's why we handle a real man.
Yeah, that's how we handle a real man, real American. I always enjoy opposing viewpoints on this program, so if you want to get on the phones and oppose us, by all means.
This is a good one to get us on.
Oh, yeah. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 020208. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. It is the live Saturday edition. Bring up whatever is on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month to the show. We take that money in, turn it around, and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations around the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And you get perks, too. You get access to the AmpOnly call-in line, the AmpOnly chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's, once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Before we move on with your phone calls, I figured, Mark, since we were sort of talking about the immigration issue, we should probably propose the solution. You did mention that you wanted open borders, but that can scare a lot of people, and the reason why...
Right, just by itself, open borders is a bad idea.
Right. The main objection, the main reason immigration is a problem is because of welfare. So we propose getting rid of the welfare state entirely. Turning it over to private charities, private organizations, people that actually care, people that are really going to take care of the people that are in need of help. So get the government out of wealth redistribution. Get rid of these welfare programs, and then there won't be an incentive for a lazy kind of immigrant to come here. Then all of the immigrants that come here are going to be the ones that want to work, make a better life for themselves. And isn't that what you want, at least if you're not a bigot? Isn't that what you want?
I mean, who can complain about that? Somebody who wants to come to this country, make a better life for themselves?
Exactly.
Without all the rigmarole that the government puts them through, thousands and thousands of dollars in fees to their immigration service, plus you probably have to get a lawyer in order to muddle through it. No wonder people would rather swim the Rio Grande than climb the mountain of paperwork.
So the pro-freedom proposal is end welfare, open the borders. If you've got an objection to that, would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
I think that one could make – that's the pro-freedom choice. I think that there's a small step in the direction of, you know, sort of government control that we could make, which is – perhaps, you know, some kind of quarantine system at the border where, you know, people to come across to make sure that somebody doesn't have some kind of awful lethal disease that they're coming into the country with. Not to say that it would actually make sure, but to some extent, it might catch some people that have.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about that. I'll let the marketplace there would be deal with communicable diseases.
There would be a lot of news stories about this actually happening if it was the case. There's a lot of rumors, but I don't see any news.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and talk to Bill in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Bill.
Hey.
Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's
how
up?
Much? Listen, what I wanted to basically say was, and thank you for taking my call, is that I live in Florida. I live in Miami specifically. We have a massive problem with people will come from a South American country, let's say, or Mexico, wherever, and on a tourist visa or however they get here, and they bring their kids, and boom, 1, 2, 3. You got 2 or 3 kids that are enrolled in Dade County Public Schools. Each one is maybe $6,000-$7,000 a pop, and
right.
These people have no, you know, record at all of paying taxes.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand. That's why I'm saying we need to get rid of welfare,
well,
and government education
absolutely.
Is welfare.
Right.
Well, 1 second. But on that score, let me just say this. It's something that basically exists. We've had it for a long, long time. But my concern is this. We've got people who have been here paying taxes a hell of a long time. We have about 2 million people in prison in the United States. What about them? The life is just, let me tell you something what happens. They come out of prison, they try to get a job, they find out the foreman is some Mexican guy that hires his buddies. I think it's a total ripoff. Immigration, you know how it used to be, guys? Back in the 80s, you could get a job at a meatpacking plant, maybe making $15-$20 an hour. And now, the same jobs, you're paying $8 or $9 an hour.
Hey, competition, man, that's how it works. If there's people that are looking for jobs in that industry, inevitably the prices are going to the wages are going to lower.
10 years ago, wait, before you go on, 10 years ago, a computer used to be $2,000. Now it's $500. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a big difference in that, guys, because you're same work. The same work. Look, here's what's happening.
It's actually the computers now are better than they were 10 years
ago. But we're not talking about computers. We're talking about people, right? So
people build computers. You're aware of that, right?
Wait a second. What we have here now is a situation where a lot of unskilled workers or poorly skilled workers that are doing things. In some cases, it's damn hard work, but they're doing it for a piss poor wage and. They're sending back their money home instead of investing in the communities and many times paying taxes. So I just think this is a total swindle for the United States. And the people who were here used to be earning $15-$20 an hour. They were paying for insurance and what have you on their cars and on themselves and their family members. Now are forced to work for some ridiculously low wage because of the fact that, we have somebody in Mexico that only earns $1 an hour, and now here they can earn $8. So therefore, everybody should be happy, but we've got... You know, guys, veterans come back from Iraq, and the jobs they get are working at Walmart.
As far as I'm concerned, if you haven't managed to educate yourself enough so that you can't compete against some illiterate Mexican that comes across the border illegally, you're not really worth much to the community. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a quick question. What happens when one of these guys from a foreign country comes here illegally, and his kid gets leukemia? It costs $2 million. I have a kid with leukemia. And when I go to the emergency room, okay, or the where they treat him, all these kids, they're illegals, and, I don't understand why it is that, you think it's just such a bargain, and you think about the free market being the mechanism that solves everything, and this kind of, blows up the whole idea, because
you've got
people here with, wait a second, leprosy? Tuberculosis?
Oh, come on.
The leprosy stories are hugely overblown.
The drug-resistant
tuberculosis
about?
Stories, show me one. Don't show me an email. Show me the story.
Right. Okay, I'll tell you what. I can't tell you who's tuberculosis, but I can tell you what I can show you. Cases of kids with cancer.
Before you go on, I want to address something that you've sort of brought up as a boogeyman, which is somebody going to the hospital with leukemia. I don't think that anyone should be required to provide any service under threat of going to jail if they don't do it. As far as I'm concerned, the hospital should not be required to provide any service for free. So that goes under the sort of a big umbrella of welfare.
You've got this whole argument about eliminating the safety net for everybody, and then I tell you, it's very simple. We eliminate the safety net, okay, for people who are not from the United States. All right?
That would be fine with me, but I refuse to call it a safety net. Like, for instance, if I ran a hospital and I refused to treat somebody for some reason, normally hospitals have charity wings and they treat people for free all the time, but if I refused to treat someone who I didn't think could pay their bill and I go to jail, what kind of frickin' safety net is that? That's a disgusting safety net that kidnaps me.
Well, are you a socialist?
No, I'm going to vote for Duncan Hunter because you know something. He's the only guy that's going to secure the border. watch out for number one, which is
that's
the United
right. He's going to go down there himself and secure the border, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like he did
right,
in San
sure
Diego. He kicked some ass. They had about, you know, a tremendous volume of drugs coming over the border with San Diego. And they built a 14-mile fence. And guess what? It knocked down importation of drugs tremendously.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. Sure it has, bud.
The
importation of drugs hasn't ever been touched by the federal government. They can't do jack squat to stop drugs from coming in.
Wait a second. If you live in San Diego, okay, near the border area, you're 10 times better off now than you were 20 years ago when there was no border fence, jerk. Okay?
No. So you're a socialist, right? Bill, you support forced redistribution of wealth, don't you?
Do you know how long it's been that we've had in this country free treatment in hospitals and what have you?
Wait, Bill, no.
Just because
socialism's existed for a long time doesn't make it good. Now, Bill, slow down there, buddy. Slow down. Hold on a second there. I just want to make sure I've got this straight. You said you don't think there should be a safety net for anyone but U.S. citizens, which means you believe in the safety net. You believe in this socialist wealth redistribution program. Therefore, you are a socialist, right?
No, because that's not based on socialism, my friend.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. If you forcibly take money from someone, that's socialism.
Wait a second. Socialism, okay, having to do with Karl Marx, or are we talking about basically instilling in society Judeo-Christian principles, okay, that this country has had as a bedrock that's made this country great. Alexis de Tocqueville said it well. America is great because America is good. All right? Now, what we have to do is really
America
simple.
Is good?
America
what kind of a statement is
America,
that?
America
are you a collectivist? You are a collectivist. Before you go on, Michael, why do you label me as a socialist?
Because I'm afraid of public schools. That's asinine.
No, it's not. Absolutely, it's accurate, sir. Any government program is socialism. Anytime you bring the government to say we're going to do this and I'm going to take money from you and I'm going to do that's socialism.
So you're telling me that if they build a road, that's socialism. If they have a women army, that's socialism.
Well, I'll tell you, roads is the first place that anybody runs on a subject like this. But you know,
forced wealth redistribution, sir.
Yeah, it is.
Social service.
I think social service is obvious.
Romans,
I mean, it even has it in the name.
Romans were socialists. Wait a second. You tell me
anybody
the Romans were socialists.
Yeah. Social services is pretty obvious. For God's sake, give me a second here, would you? Social services is obvious because, you know, I mean, it's social. They're saying it. But when it comes to the Christian point, didn't God give Adam and Eve a choice in the garden? Didn't he give them a choice? Because you're not really giving me a choice as to whether or not I want to pay for these programs, are you? You're going to put me in jail if I don't pay for it.
You know, you do raise a good point. I don't have a good answer for you right now.
God's about choice. The government is about force.
Out of time, my friend. Call us back next week.
Thank you.
By the way, you can take control. Hour 3 is coming up. If you're on hold, we will get to you. It's Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Heart.